The stranger who wanders into O'Connell's pool house at random, hoping for the soft rise and fall of his grandfather's brogue, perhaps, or seeking to rebound a red ball off the side cushion and into the corner pocket, is immediately disappointed to find the place is neither Irish nor a pool house. He will survey the carpeted walls, the reproduction of George Stubbs's racehorse paintings, the framed fragment of some foreign Eastern script, with not a little confusion. He will look for a snooker table and find instead a tall brown man with terrible acne standing behind the counter, frying up eggs and mushrooms. His eye will land with suspicion upon an Irish flag and a map of the Arab Emirates knotted together and hung from wall to wall, partitioning him from the rest of the customers. Then he will become aware of several pairs of eyes upon him, some condescending, some incredulous. The hapless stranger will stumble out, warily, backwards, knocking over the life-size cutout of Viv Richards as he goes. The customers will laugh. O'Connell's is no place for strangers.